So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Welcome, everyone. We are back. It has been, three months. That's how math works.
Just about.
Yeah. So, it's been 3 months, but we are back. We are live here in WBDG with the 411, WBDG's favorite news show. I know it's my favorite news show.
I forget. Did I record that intro? Was that me?
No.
No.
It was Rob.
Ah. Shame.
R.I.P. Well, he's not dead, but, you know, he's not here, so he's dead to me. No, I'm...
Let's hear the news.
I'm kidding. But yeah, so I'm Miles Sprong, if you don't know who I am. I am here with Kieran Sandulo, host of a bajillion other things here at the station. You want to do some self-promos real fast? Plug the shows?
I am on the show at 9:15 to 10 on Mondays. I have another show coming up this Wednesday, a music show for all of your metal and metalcore needs. And then on my show on Friday, I produce for Voices of the West Side, 7:30 to 8. And then I produce and I host Verses with Mr. Sprong on Fridays at 9:15 as well.
I'm on that.
Where we argue about things that do not matter.
And if you're interested in that, that is later today, actually,
yes.
From 9:15 to 10,
because
Karen's not going to be here on Friday.
I'm not going to be here Friday. I'm getting my wisdom teeth removed on Thursday, and I will be in great pain for the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I can understand how you would be out from that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you guys want to hear a completely improvised argument, then tune in at 9:15, and we will get you situated with that.
We'll argue about stuff. Last time was about Lego movies. It was very insightful.
Mm-hmm. We have no idea what we're arguing about until like a minute before.
Uh-huh. It's great.
We've got no
prep time. It's actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of not knowing what we're going to talk about until a minute before, your news app.
Oh, yeah. I've got my top stories pulled up right now.
Let's hear it.
All right. So, we got to start off hot. I don't know which thing to do first. I mean, it's the first news story of the year.
There's an 80-foot tall wildfire in Athens.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up at some point. Oh, yeah, here we go. So, last night... that got loud. Last night on X. There was...
I'm going to call it Twitter still.
Yeah, I know. I want to call it Twitter still, too. But... So on Twitter last night, I mean, we all know that we're in election season right now.
Yes.
And, you know, there is a bunch of stuff going on. I think I might as well just get all the election news out of the way. So in case you missed it or you've, you know, been living underground with no internet for the last month.
In a cave with an axolotl named Steve.
Yeah. Yep.
I speak from personal experience on that one.
Oh, how long did you live in there?
About 2 years.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Where else did you think I went after the show? Where did you think I went?
Oh, fair enough. Is that actually where you're going? Your wisdom teeth removed? You're just going to see Steve?
I got to go see Steve, man. He got bigger.
Oh, fair enough. But, yeah, so in case you've been living under a rock, our current president is not going up for re-election. Our current Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping in his place, and her running mate is Tim Walz. And there was an assassination attempt on Trump. That wasn't very cool beans of that guy.
Dude, okay.
I think we're up to speed. That's pretty much it. That's about it. There's a debate in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But last night. Oh, and J.D. Vance is Trump's running mate. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
So...
just nothing needs to be said anymore.
No. But, we've all heard it a bajillion times. But last night, there was a new thing. Elon Musk, you know, the notorious amazing guy, you know, who's only made Twitter a great place. I'm saying that ironically.
I can tell.
I don't like Twitter anymore.
He says, lowering his eyebrows furiously.
Yeah, no, it's so bad. I'm addicted to X, but I hate it so much.
It is. They added an AI assistant named Grog that you can only use if you pay $8 a month.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
His name is Grog.
Yeah, I know. And it's the best and worst app possible.
It's crazy that people are paying to use Twitter.
Yeah, I just don't.
Don't.
There's no need. Don't do that. Give Elon money, please.
He has enough.
Yeah, he has so much money. He doesn't need more. But yeah, so he had this like live, what do they call it? A group live.
An interview?
No, there's some name for it.
A live broadcast. Stream?
Live stream. Yeah, that's right. That's what that's called.
How okay. did you forget what live streaming is?
Okay, it's 7:52 in the morning. That's how. Yeah, so we hosted a live stream on X last night interviewing our former President Trump, and there have been some clips of it that are a bit interesting. So, yeah, and over 800,000 people watched it, which, I mean, makes sense, but it's just crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's all of the election news I'm going to talk about today. And again, every time I talk about anything political, I have to preface this. We here at WBDG do not take sides. We are a completely unbiased news source, and we do not embrace any political stances. Boom.
The station doesn't.
Well, the station doesn't. I mean, I'm allowed to have political views, just not on here.
Yeah.
But
oh, hold on. I got to let Isaac in. Keep talking. Oh.
Okay, I got you. So,
I'm coming, Isaac.
He's going for Isaac. What a hero. So, Hurricane, Ernesto is on track to become a hurricane while bringing a life-threatening surf and flooding rain to the Caribbean islands. It's currently a tropical storm, and it's the fifth one of the season, but it's coming straight towards Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. With a life-threatening storm surge. And they've been coming, and hurricanes have become more and more common the last couple of weeks with Hurricane Debbie. And then there was a second one.
There's been like four recently.
Well, most of them have been tropical storms. They haven't really been.
But what's the current one?
Right now it's Ernesto.
This week's hurricane?
It's a tropical storm, but Ernesto is about to become a hurricane.
Mm.
It's moving out to the west and will continue to bring tropical storm regions or tropical storm conditions to the region. And So hurricane at some point.
Yeah.
Let's see. COVID cases are on the rise.
Yes.
Is it too late for a vaccine?
According to the headline. On
the headline on NBC News, whatever that means, but
probably not too late for a vaccine. Wow. I mean, we already have one.
It's already out there.
I mean, at this point, it may just be like a regular thing, kind of like the flu shot.
Yeah, but yeah. So, COVID cases on the rise this summer. That's the main thing from that. So, stay safe, everybody.
Here's a fun one. There's water on Mars.
Yeah, I was just about to say that one. Yeah.
Go ahead.
New hope of finding life on Mars after indication of water, scientists say.
Water has been found about 10 to 20 kilometers below the surface of Mars. Now, the deepest that we've ever drilled into the surface of Earth is 11 kilometers. But the only reason that we stopped is because it got too hot for the drill to keep moving.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to do that with Mars.
It is not. You know why?
It's not hot.
It's not hot. It doesn't have a molten core.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just water.
Yeah, it's just rocks and water.
Now, here's the cool part. That could, like, we could drill into that, like, this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's the cool thing. If we find, like, even, like, microorganisms, like bacteria there...
Yeah, it says
aliens are real.
It says a rover discovery hints at ancient microbial life.
Yeah. It's the same reason that the moon Europa, it's got a massive sheet of ice that has liquid water underneath.
Yeah.
And, you know, liquid water is like the one thing that you need for life to evolve. So it's like, I don't even care, even if it's just like a little bit of water.
Yeah.
There's organisms in it. There'll be microbacteria and whatnot. And that, hey, we have aliens. Not the aliens that we'd hoped for, but they're aliens.
I hope they're nice aliens. I don't want
to... It's going to be a bacteria, but it's like...
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Unless we get to Europa and it's like fish. Have you ever played Barotrauma?
No.
It's a game where you go to Europa and there's fish, but like really big fish.
Oh.
Like sharks.
Okay.
Europa is where the Megalodon came from.
Oh, word? That's interesting.
It's not true. I made that up.
Oh.
You believed that?
I don't know.
It's a prehistoric shark. It doesn't come from Mars, Doc.
I don't know. Maybe it did. And you're actually just right about that without trying to be.
We'll have to find out in a couple, like, decades.
I guess. All right. Let's do a little overview of the Olympics. So the Olympics happened recently. They already talked about it on the Playbook, which is on Thursdays from 8:30 to 10, if you're interested. I'm on that sometimes. That's
a
why
long
there's...
time slot.
Well, yeah, it's because they signed up for two consecutive slots. Mm. They beat the system.
Gotcha.
But no, I'm on that show talking about MLB sometimes, which...
Sorry.
Stop it. But... I talk about MLB sometimes. That's why there was no MLB recap at the beginning of this episode like there was at every episode last year. Because I'm actually talking about baseball on the Playbook now. So there was an amazing farewell to the Olympics during for the closing ceremonies. And then Tom Cruise symbolizing the handover to the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles, rappelled down into the stadium, accepted the Olympic flag,
yes,
and then sped away on a motorcycle.
Yes,
he did. What an absolute legend.
He did the Mission Impossible thing.
Yeah,
he did the thing. He did his own stunt.
And then the performance then transitioned back to a live feed in Los Angeles where the Red Hot Chili Peppers played Can't Stop at Venice Beach. They were then followed by performances by Billie Eilish and Snoop Dogg, who then also brought out Dr. Dre to play the next episode. So
I just the most incredible part of the French the Paris Olympics for me was Gojira playing. I love Gojira. They are a French metal band.
Oh,
and they played the opener for the Paris Olympics, and I thought that was really funny.
Oh, word. You know what my favorite part of the Olympics was? Ray Gun.
Oh, my God. We don't talk about Ray Gun.
No, I talk about Ray Gun. If you haven't seen it, again, have you been living under a rock? Breaking was in the Olympics this year.
And it was a travesty.
No, it was only Ray Gun that sucked.
No.
Okay, no, it wasn't only Ray Gun that sucked.
Do you know why? Do you want to know why it was bad?
Why?
Because there was no criteria for who was the best breakdancers.
They just
in the country.
Signed up, essentially.
They just found people that said they were good breakdancers. Raygun isn't a breakdancer. She's a professor.
Oh my goodness.
She is not a breakdancer. She thought of the name Raygun
on the spot.
I'm not even kidding. The only good...
That explains so much.
Yeah, so...
She's, like, the worst breakdancer I've ever heard.
Breaking is not returning for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
They already canned it.
Because of that. You can't judge a sport that is completely objective.
Subjective.
It is...
Dang it, that means no show choir in the Olympics.
Yep.
Sorry, bells and bows.
So, here's my favorite thing about that event. There were, like, two breakdancers that were actually good.
Yeah, and the rest sucked.
Yes. And nobody can be the best breakdancer.
Yeah, no.
It's a completely subjective sport. But here's they got it wrong at the Olympics. They got it wrong because they put criteria and they put limits on what you could do. They didn't tell you what music you were going to be dancing to.
What?
What? They played a random song and you had to improvise a dance, but you couldn't use the same move twice.
Okay, I feel like this is on the Olympics. This isn't around the Olympic Committee. I don't think it's on.
It is. It is completely the Olympic Committee's fault because they don't know breakdancing isn't supposed to be a sport.
Yeah, no, it's not supposed to. I don't know. I thought it was. I loved every second of breakdancing.
I was laughing.
Hold on.
Because it was bad.
I was really into women's handball.
Yeah.
It was.
Handball was cool.
If you watch the Norway-France final, bro, it was crazy. It was so. It was a great game until Norway destroyed France because go Norway. The U.S. didn't qualify, so I had to. I had to choose someone, and I accidentally chose the best team in the world. I was like, eh, I'll go to Norway. But
waiting for American football to get added to the Olympics next year.
Well, yeah, because it's flag football, so it's not tackle, but yeah.
I want to see tackle football added to the Olympics next year.
Okay. Yeah, so the U.S. won with the most medals with 126. China came in second with 91. The U.S. ended with the same amount of gold medals with 40. 40 is just crazy.
I know, right?
I feel like we beat France in the finals like 30 times. Mm. It happened twice with basketball for both genders. Like, it was crazy. Jordan Chiles had to give up her bronze medal in the floor exercise because they said that a coach's appeal that got to her or that got her on the podium was submitted 4 seconds too late. USA Gymnastics rebutted the claim, saying that head coach Cecile Landy filed for the inquiry in 47 seconds within the one-minute window. The organization said it has submitted time-stamped video evidence. In the meantime, Romanian Anna, last name, is now the floor exercise bronze medalist. So I guess we'll see how that appeal plays out. But right now, Romanian Anna,
actually, last the appeal name, got denied.
Oh, did it?
The appeal was denied. Do you want to know what happened?
What?
So, the original thing was, sorry, this thing was submitted too late. So then they brought in new evidence to show that, hey, no, it wasn't really too late. And then the committee was like, sorry, the evidence that it was not, in fact, too late was too late. They wouldn't allow you to bring in new evidence.
That's just...
Which is, it's stupid. And it shouldn't be allowed.
Because
here's the thing. They took away her bronze medal, like, 2 days after she won it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Gymnastics was over.
She had the medal.
Yeah, for that's a so good minute. Dumb.
And then they took it. They can't. They shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, no. They should not be able to do it.
Also, the Olympic shooting was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that one, you know, that the one Serbian dude? Yeah,
he was Turkish.
Oh, Turkish. I think he was Serbian.
Was he Serbian?
He might be Turkish. Google.com. It's
a,
okay.
The one guy, he showed up in a t-shirt and jeans, no gear whatsoever, hand in pocket, and got silver. This dude... Hello.
Hi.
Anyways, this dude just showed up, grabbed the gun, and won... The silver medal with no preparation, no protective
gear. Okay, you're right. It's Turkey.
Yeah, the Turkish guy. He didn't have anything to help him aim. He showed up, both eyes open,
just
silver
with his
medal.
Normal glasses.
Yes, just normal glasses. So my theory is the Turkish government was just like, hey, let's grab this retired hitman to come to shooting for us. And then he just came out of retirement to snag the silver medal. And if you ever... If you ever look at his Instagram posts, the only thing he does is post pictures of his cat.
Yeah. But fun fact, WWE Hall of Famer, one of the greatest of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin, is a cat dad now.
Yeah.
That's also what he only posts on Instagram, is just his cats, which I think is the funniest thing ever for him.
The thing for that Turkish guy, if anything ever happens to that cat, we're going to get 4 really good movies out of him.
Like John Wick. That's so funny.
You saw how he performed at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. You...
Dude, he didn't even flinch from the recoil. What?
Sorry, I'm scrolling through the headlines, and this is one. Gen Alpha's new slang baffles parents.
Yeah.
It says, it started with Slay and T from Gen Z. Now it's Sigma, Giot, and Phantom Tax.
None of those words have any meaning, by the way. It's lost the meaning that it originally had.
Some Gen Zers have even taken to dubbing this Alpha, or this Gen Alpha speak, as brain rot.
What do you mean we called it brain rot?
Everyone calls it brain
Everyone
rot.
Everyone calls it brain rot.
Okay, so
because it is. It's rotting your... Do you know... Gen Alpha can't read.
Yeah.
No. You know that? Teachers across the nation are scared because kids are showing up to school and can't read.
That's
like
so funny.
Like fourth graders. Can't read.
There's like Sigma, Giot, Phantom Tax, Skibbity, Ohio, Riz, only in Ohio.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. My brother, thank God, is not one of these creatures.
My dad is.
Your dad is?
My dad has started saying Skibbity, Ohio, Riz.
See, my dad has too, except he can read and balance checkbooks.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. But anyway.
My brother can read, but he does the same stuff, and it is ridiculous. He is friends with kids that are 3 years younger than him and also cannot read.
About a week ago, Wall Street had its worst day since 2022 as DOW plunges over 1,000 points, S&P drops 3%, NASDAQ falls 3%. Everything is
I gotta check. I have
falling.
To check my stocks now. This is important.
NVIDIA tumbled 6%. Apple dropping 5%. Tesla falling 4.2%. Supermicro computer down 2.5%. Everything is falling. It's not good.
Oh, I've actually earned $18 today.
Oh, nice.
I've invested in pretty much everything that you said, and I've actually gained money. Hang on. I need to see, actually. Yeah. NVIDIA went up. Roblox went up. Microsoft went up. Lockheed Martin went up.
Well, that's probably going back up now.
Tesla
but...
went down, though. Tesla definitely went down.
Yeah, but about a week ago is when that was. So it's probably gone
so
back to
So that's when I lost $90.
Yes, that's exactly when you lost $90. So just be aware of the economy, you know what I'm saying?
Woohoo, buddy!
Hurricane Debbie... Never mind, nope.
What?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Listeners, you can Google that.
Yeah, kinda.
You can Google it yourself.
Oh yeah, that's right. Dude from Indiana won the gold medal for the 1500 at the Olympics. That was another thing I meant to say.
Hey. Did you do the legal?
You're listening to the 411 on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
He saved it. We're good.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yippee. I don't know if you've seen that viral picture where two best friends that met on GTA 5 online recreated a photo that they took in-game at the Los Angeles Pier.
Now, here's a fun fact for you.
I just thought that was
Here's
that
a fun
cool.
fact for you. That photo was taken 4 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a very old photo that's just resurfaced recently.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds about right.
As most things are now.
Kevin Hart recently said that he would like to play a ferret in the next Kung Fu Panda movie. What do you mean by this? What do you mean by this?
A ferret? Kevin Hart would be a mouse, if anything.
This was in an interview for...
Actually, you know what would be really funny? Give what? Kevin Hart a chance to play a really big character.
Make him like an elephant.
Yeah, make him an elephant. That would be hilarious. If Kevin Hart was an elephant?
Yeah, that'd be great.
We had him as a rabbit.
Oh, yeah, for
Secret Life of Pets. He was a rabbit. Make him an elephant. Make him an elephant.
But yeah, so that
Illumination? Not Illumination. DreamWorks? Make him an elephant.
But, yeah, so that was in an interview for Borderlands, because they were talking about how, you know...
Apparently, Borderlands sucked.
Oh, yeah. It's got like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know why? It is the biggest flop of all time.
Uh-huh. That sounds right.
It had a budget of $150 million. And guess how much money it made in its opening weekend?
Like $2
million? $4
million. Yeah. I was only $2 million off.
I know. That is bad. It's a bad movie. It's bad.
Yeah.
And do you know why?
I was kind of excited about
that movie. It's because the cast is bad. The cast is weird. And the movie should have been animated.
The movie should have been animated.
It should have been animated. And it shouldn't have been PG-13.
I agree with that as well.
Yep. And it should have had a good cast. Cate Blanchett as Lilith?
Yeah, I thought that was
the
weird.
Only good casting decision.
Jack Black as Claptrap?
No. You could have just had regular old Claptrap's voice actor.
Oh, I guess he could have.
Like, why Jack Black? That. Jack Black, I'm sure Jack Black did great with what he had. But it's like the only two that did okay was the girl that played Tiny Tina in Krieg.
Tiny. Oh, the one with the bunny ears?
Bunny ears, yes.
Oh, that's Ariana Greenblatt. She was in the Barbie movie.
Ariana Greenblatt is the only, like, Ariana Greenblatt and the guy that played Krieg, those were the only two good casting decisions in that entire movie.
Yeah.
What was Jamie Lee Curtis doing there?
She's Jamie Lee Curtis. She doesn't need an explanation. She's
Jamie
awesome.
Lee Curtis was playing a character that's 50 years younger than her.
Okay, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, so I'm fine with it.
Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be playing the role of somebody in the One Piece live-action adaptation next season.
That's
because Jamie Lee Curtis watches One Piece.
Oh, of course she does. Why wouldn't she?
Jamie Lee Curtis likes anime.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Also, fun fact, so did Betty White. Betty White voiced a Studio Ghibli movie.
I bet she did.
Yep.
But, anyway, so,
Borderlands sucked, end of discussion.
Yeah. So, recently, a Parkinson's patient underwent groundbreaking treatment with this, drug called Let me read it.
Point it at me. Point the screen at me, Miles.
Pro-duodopa.
Miles, point the screen at me.
No, I figured it out. It's
did you? Yeah. Let me see.
Pro-duodopa.
Let me see.
It's P-R-O-D-U-O-D-O-P-A. Pro-duodopa. There's no other... Okay. But in days, fun fact, it transformed his life and he stopped his daily shaking and pain and limb stuff. His limb stuff, you know, like for Parkinson's with the limb stuff.
Give it to Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But
maybe he can play Chuck Berry again. We love Chuck Berry.
I love
Chuck Berry. You're my hero.
I love Chuck Bear.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. Let's see here. So,
yeah, scroll
some
through that news app.
Some people narrated. Voted on the best state to live. Oh, wait.
Best
never mind.
State to live.
Nope, I lied. That's on me. It was a poll that hasn't closed yet. So there's nothing to talk about right now. Ryan Reynolds said he wants to play Deadpool again in the MCU. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
He wants to play a character that's made him a bazillion dollars.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Well, right now, Deadpool has made about $1.1 billion as a rated R movie.
Here's
it's like
the thing.
It's
that
shattered the rated R movie one.
It is now the number one R-rated movie in existence.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And that doesn't surprise me
now,
in the slightest.
Here's the funniest part for me. So, in the movie, repeatedly jokes are made about Hugh Jackman being brought back to do Wolverine till he's 90.
Yeah.
Now that Deadpool and Wolverine has made $1 billion, I just know that Ryan Reynolds called Hugh Jackman after that announcement and was like, I was right.
Was like,
you're not going anywhere.
You're never leaving.
You are going nowhere. But I also thought, so Sean Levy, the guy who directed the movie, says that he would like to make a Deadpool and Spider-Man movie.
That'd be so sick.
Now, here's my thing.
two wisecracking fellas.
Here's my thing. Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield?
Tobey Maguire.
But which one would work best with Ryan Reynolds?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire has worked best with Robert Downey Jr.
Tobey Maguire.
No.
Tobey Maguire is the only answer. He's the best Spider-Man. It's not even close.
No, Andrew Garfield.
No.
Tobey Maguire is the best Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield is the best Spider-Man.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
My only weakness is small knives. Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield broke his girlfriend's back, dropping her from a clock tower.
It's pizza time. That's all I need to say. I'm going to throw dirt in your eye.
I will admit, Tobey Maguire was more memeable.
Yeah.
We'll save this argument for later.
I don't want that to be the first.
It's not.
We'd have too much time to prepare. We can't do that exactly. For the first topic. I was right. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate on September 10th.
Yeah.
I just needed to confirm the date.
I think it's on ABC as well.
ABC.
It's on ABC.
With two debates planned later in the month. Rockstar Games, a popular topic on the show last
GTA
year. The GTA guys. They reaffirmed that GTA 6 is scheduled to release in fall of 2025. And if they push it back, I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
Well, here's the thing. You know what that means?
What?
That means that they're doing well.
Yeah.
That means that the game is like...
Good
and almost done.
Thank But Jesus.
I know, right? Dude. GTA 6 can happen.
We can finally see it happening.
We can finally rest.
After 12 years.
12 years. I'm still waiting.
I was going to say, I haven't gotten a good night of sleep.
Still waiting for Elder Scrolls 6.
I've had a... Oh, that's never happening.
It is happening because they're working on it.
I don't want it.
Bethesda's working on it.
Bethesda sucks.
Bethesda made Fallout. We don't talk about 76, but they made Fallout.
Fallout New Vegas wasn't them, though.
Yeah, it was.
I thought that was someone else.
No, it was still Bethesda.
Oh.
Yeah, Bethesda did Fallout.
Okay, well, I like Fallout
and the show, and we know how good the show was.
The show was very good.
Watch Fallout on Amazon if you haven't yet. Watch it. Watch it now.
It's very good.
It's really good. Watch it.
But still, I don't like Bethesda games. You ever played Starfield?
Don't play Starfield.
Starfield is... Okay, here's my rant on Bethesda. I feel like they've used the same formula that they've used for, that they used for Skyrim and Elder Scrolls. They were like, oh, that worked really well the first time. Let's do that.
Starfield is trying so hard to be No Man's Sky, and it's failing.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I feel like it's the same formula as Skyrim, just with space.
It's not the same formula as Skyrim. It's the same formula as Fallout.
Well, yeah.
Even the NPC and the dialogue system is Fallout.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, well, Skyrim and Fallout work so well. Why don't we do that game 30 billion times with different settings?
You know something funny? When Starfield came out, there was a bug where after a while, if you angered NPCs enough, they would start misgendering you.
Yeah, that was all right.
It was a bug where, so in the beginning, you can tell the game what you want to be called, right? Like he, she, them. And after a while of calling you by the correct name, if you anger the NPC enough, there was a bug in the game's code that called you the opposite.
That's so dumb.
And I thought that was really, really funny. But then they patched that bug. Supposedly,
yeah.
Because apparently it happens every once in a while now.
Oh, okay. So they've made it better.
They patched it, but not patched it out.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Herobrine in Minecraft.
But Dolce & Gabbana is launching a $100 luxury perfume for dogs. It's called Fefe.
I thought it would have been called Woof or something like that.
No, Fefe.
Why? Why do you need dog perfume? Give them a bath.
Dogs be stanky.
Just give it a... I'm glad I can't smell. Just give them a bath,
dogs
dude.
Dogs be stanky. That's
hose it off.
One of the most interesting
throw some soap on it. And then call it a day.
But
shampoo the dog
is complicated.
It really
isn't. The U.S. government will loan $1.45 billion to a South Korean firm to build a solar plant in Cartersville, Georgia. This facility will produce ingots, wafers, and solar cells from polysilicone refined in Washington State, marking a major step in strengthening the U.S. solar supply chain.
That means that
solar power.
Solar energy is going to end up being one of our main sources of power.
Hoorah.
In the future. We are straying away from gas and oil.
Hoorah.
And we're going to soil and nuclear, I believe.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. France got rid of nuclear power, and then they immediately went into a massive string of blackouts about last year.
Not hoorah.
Not hoorah. They cut their... The French government took them off of nuclear power, which was, lo and behold, a bad move when the entire country is powered by nuclear energy.
Yeah, who would have thought that shutting down the country's main source of energy would, like, shut things down?
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's bad because they didn't have a plan for it. It just happened, and they lost power.
Yeah, sounds about right. Some astronauts that were sent up to space for 8 days, Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, will need to stay on the ISS, or they could be on the ISS until next year.
Do you know why?
Because of technical issues.
Because it was Boeing.
Yeah.
They trusted Boeing to send people to space after their planes fell apart.
Yeah.
And they sent Boeing to make spaceships.
Yeah, sounds about right.
The doors on their airplanes fell off.
Uh-huh.
Boeing, as in the company currently involved in seven lawsuits against them. Do you know why?
Because their planes fall apart.
Because their planes fall apart. So why on God's green earth did the space people let them make a rocket?
Because they're Boeing.
I beg of you, listeners, if your airplane is Boeing, change flights.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a stretch. Boeing makes, like, every plane.
Nope, they don't. There's actually a lot of other planes that are really good.
Yeah, I know, but Boeing is like
just
the...
Just don't get on a 787. Don't get on a MAX. Anything else is fine.
I don't pay attention to the plane. If it falls apart, it falls apart. You know what I'm saying?
Get on a small... Fly Cape Air. Fly Cape Air.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was an airline.
Cape Air is a Volvo with wings, according to Pete Davidson. It is a car that flies. It's a small plane. Do that.
The beloved Cartoon Network website, which, you know, has had games and clips and shows, all this other stuff from Cartoon Network, has officially shut down after 26 years.
It's gone! They got rid of it! Why?
And that was just redirects you to the HBO Max page.
Yes. Do you know why they got rid of Cartoon Network? Tax write-offs.
Yeah, sounds about
That's
right.
What Warner Bros. Do. That's what they do.
They suck. And I
they
hate
suck.
Them.
They got rid of Acme versus Wile E. Coyote.
And Batgirl.
They got rid of Batgirl, but apparently it was because Batgirl actually sucked.
No.
Which sucks, because I really wanted to see Brendan Fraser as Firefly. That
no,
could have been cool.
That's not what they said. It was due to tax write-offs.
It was initially believed, but then apparently it came out online, like it leaked online, like a little part of it, and apparently it was just actually bad. But the thing is,
we can't
the
really
movie,
judge it from a little part online.
The movie was finished. Like, the movie was ready for theatrical release.
Well, it wasn't going to be theatrical. It was just going to go straight to streaming.
It was ready.
Yeah, but
it was a finished movie.
But they wrote it off because it was just going to go straight to streaming, mm-hmm. So they didn't think that it would make the money back, mm-hmm. So they just canned it.
Same with Acme versus Coyote. That was supposed to be a theatrical release. That movie was done.
Yeah.
It was finished. It was the first animated live-action hybrid Looney Tunes movie.
What about Back in Action?
No, I was going to say, since Back in Action.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Back in Action was that.
Back in Action was great. I love Back in Action. But here's the thing. That movie was done.
Yeah.
It was finished.
But money.
They were like, hey, give us $70 million by the end of the year and we'll let you have the movie. And I've just been waiting. I'm like, Amazon, please. Netflix, please.
Someone.
Anybody buy this movie so I can watch it. Please. Or I'm waiting for some dude to risk his career by leaking it online.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, come on. Let us watch the movie. You spent $160 million making the movie. Make more money by letting the movie air. Please.
No, in some instances, it is actually cheaper to just can the movie. For tax write-offs.
Which is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Screw tax write-offs. Make the movie.
Screw taxes. Don't pay your taxes. I'm kidding. Pay your taxes. You don't want to be like me and go to jail for tax evasion. Anyway, Jake Paul says he plans to compete for boxing in the 2028 Olympics.
Oh, good luck. He's going to get curb stomped.
No, there are a lot of fighters that, you know, talk junk about him, but there are like, but like the better ones, here's like Terrence Crawford.
He can fight.
Oh, yeah.
He can fight, but Olympic level, absolutely not.
We'll just see how he does against Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get absolutely stomped. I don't care. Mike Tyson is a 60-year-old man. He will kill him.
I don't know. I mean, he knocked out Mike Perry in like the second round. Mike Perry is not a bad fighter at all.
But this is Mike Tyson. Fair Mike enough. Tyson's going to take both of his ears.
Probably. The MLB is going to host a regular season game inside of the Bristol Motor Speedway in 2025. And the way they're doing that is they're like, is the outfield crowd is going to be on the raceway, which I think is pretty cool.
That's kind of fun.
Former YouTube CEO Susan
Wojcicki.
Yeah, Wojcicki. Died after cancer battle at 56.
She was 56.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yes, it does. She, former CEO of YouTube.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the new CEO is worse.
Yeah, terrible.
We don't like YouTube.
I saw someone that said, like, oh, they tried to give her CPR, but when they went to the YouTube video, there was a 2-minute unskippable ad.
Yep. That's because of the new guy.
I was like, come on, that's just
the new guy's ad policies are worse because the skip ad button now only skips one ad.
Dude, when I found that out, I was so livid. You have no idea. So
here's my poll. Kick out the new guy, too. He's gotten in too deep with crypto and whatnot.
Yeah, he's...
He needs to be gone. We don't need NFTs in YouTube.
But yeah. Anime Disney sequels that are on the way that were announced at D23... Incredibles 3, Frozen 3, Toy Story 5, Zootopia 2 are all on the way at some point in time.
I am not happy about Toy Story 5. That should not have happened. Toy Story 4 was the perfect ending.
Why
is Toy Story 5 iPad kids? Why is that the plot? That's not a
good
movie.
Toy Story 5 will follow the toys going up against electronics.
That's a bad movie. Don't make it. Don't watch it.
Oh, and then they're doing a live-action Lilo and Stitch remake.
That's going to be okay. I'm not happy that they keep making live-action remakes, but it's okay. The new CEO has stated that they are cutting down on the live-action remakes.
Yeah.
Which, thank God, if you've seen the trailer or any of the images for the Snow White live-action remake, it's bad. It looks bad. Because instead of casting, you know, dwarves... to play the seven dwarves. Do you know what they did?
They cast regular guys into CGI.
No, they just did regular. It's just straight CGI.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's bad.
Just a couple more before we end here. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively make history as the first married couple to top the U.S. box office in over 34 years.
Yep.
The lady who played Misty and Jessie in the original Pokemon anime has died at 46.
Which is
unfortunate.
Horrific. That's bad. I don't like that.
Miley Cyrus paid tribute to Hannah Montana. She becomes the youngest ever like Disney legend. Let's see.
Glad that she ended up as Hannah Montana and not the other name that was on the whiteboard for the pitches.
Oh, and then we're just going to end with a fun one here. School employee jailed for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. Goodbye.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.